Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk NFL. We already got Week 6 upcoming. We'll dive into some of that. College football. We'll look at some of the top 25 matchups that we have for Week 7. Two more playoff baseball games tonight that we'll dive into. And the NHL season starts tonight. Casey Hudson standing by. Going to get her thoughts on what to expect for the upcoming year. Nick Kenyon will join us later on in the show as well. So a jam-packed show. Lot to get to over the next 30 minutes. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know at the BetMGM Network. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. We check in with Casey Hudson. Give her a follow on X at The Sports Case. Host on the Hockey Hub on Nesson. Casey, always great to see you. And whenever I talk to you, that means we are in hockey season. So it's great to have it back. And definitely the big storyline coming into this year is, can the Florida Panthers three-peat? So talk to me about Florida, and what do you think their biggest obstacle, Casey, is going to be this season if they want to get that third straight Stanley Cup?
PJ, thank you for having me. I always get excited to chat with you and Sean. I missed you guys during playoffs, but of course I was running around trying to get acclimated in Boston like a psychopath. But yes, the season is finally upon us. The big question being, will the Panthers be that team? I know a lot of friends from Tampa Bay are saying, do not say it, which I won't, because we have two things that we have to worry about with this team right now. Not having Barkov in the mix, not having Tkachuk in the mix. These are two major injuries that, you know, can kind of change a little bit of the DNA of this team. I think that that's probably their largest obstacle just upon the return, more than likely, of Matthew Tkachuk. But we've seen some movement take place with their training camp lines, and you're talking about this team that actually heavily relied on the production of their third line, Lucarainen being one of them, Lundell being another one. And then, I don't know, the sample size that this team got from Brad Marchand and what he did in the playoffs. So yeah, the ability of moving these guys around, almost making your third line your second line just to make sure that there's no kind of gap in production there. I think the Panthers are going to be fine. That first year that they ended up going and grabbing their Stanley Cup, they had an ugly start to the season. And I mean, questionable play from Bobrovsky. And then all of a sudden, they turned into this electrifying team that was hard to play against and ended up going to a Stanley Cup final. So I would say the injuries are their biggest obstacle, but I don't think it's that concerning. I think we're going to see that depth that we have often seen out of this team over the past 2 years. And it also comes into play about Paul Maurice being a really quality coach for a team such as this.
No doubt. Florida 11-1 right now on BetMGM to win their third straight Stanley Cup. Casey, looking at the offseason, if you had to point to one player acquisition, maybe a team getting a new head coach, what did you think was the most impactful move that a team made in your eyes as you look through all the teams right now?
Yeah, there's a couple of them in my book. I think one of the first ones I have to go to is the Utah Mammoths, because J.J. Paterka was a hot name in terms of like being able to be an addition to a roster, be able to level up on a roster. And he's going to a bit of a younger team that kind of made a push and made a lot of noise considering what they were expected to do last year. And then the talent that he's going to be surrounded with also, like Dylan Gunther. I mean, the guy was so hot last year and a very consistent pillar for that Utah Mammoths team. So I like him as an addition to be able to kind of help edge this team up a little bit more, and also their ability to kind of be more competitive. They're going to ramp up their scoring chances and opportunities also, as long as health stays on their side. From a coaching perspective, I don't think you can look away from Tocchet. We know that the Flyers were one of the toughest teams to play against in terms of them consistently generating on-man rushes. They were so good at doing that. Now they've got an extra layer of scoring from Zegras, but that's if he can live up to the plate, you know. But he mentioned seasonal depression. He mentioned a number of factors that just weren't working for him on the West Coast. A happy player in a system that works for them, that's something to keep an eye out for. So, like, this is a team that's trying to reestablish their physical DNA, which they can do under Tocchet, and then their power play, which they can also do, because you're looking at a Michkov that really didn't get along with his head coach last year, wasn't seeing eye to eye, and pulling the best potential out of a player like that, yeah, it's going to make a team kind of difficult to play against. So I'd say talking in terms of head coach and kind of how quickly certain things can turn around for a Flyers team that was always in a conversation last year. But then more importantly, I wanted J.J. Paterka in Boston. I know that wasn't going to happen, but I think that he is looking for a different path, system, and just a way to play free hockey, and he can do that with Utah.
All right, very good. Yeah, Utah Mammoth now. No more hockey club out there in Salt Lake City. Yeah, Casey, honestly, I'm glad you said something. I'm like, that's right, they are the Mammoth this season. So getting our brush up on the NHL season. Before you hopped on, you're like, PJ, I think I might do it again. I like this Dallas Stars team. You go to war with them every season. I feel like the Carolina Hurricanes are the team that I always like every season. They're like the Bills and the Ravens, Casey, of the NHL, right? We look at these rosters every year and we convince ourselves that it'll be different. Of those two teams, though, would you buy in again this year with either Dallas or Carolina?
Oof, yeah. I mean, we said it off camera. Like, I've gone to bat for Dallas for 3 years now, and just want to see great things for them, especially with the addition of Mika Rantanen. And we all loved Rantanen's revenge in the postseason. I feel like I'm going to be that crazy person to go with it again for a few reasons here, because you get a full season of Miko now with no contract drama on his back, no conversation of last season. He's one of those gear forward guys, and we know that he could put up the numbers or dish it out to serve it, you know, puck opportunities, scoring opportunities for his line mates. So I feel like they're going to be a really fun team to watch. And my biggest thing, which I said to you 100 times here on Send It In, was like, I didn't trust Ottinger for the longest time. He made such a leap of growth last season. And if he can just be that guy again, and even like a smidge more, I mean, my goodness, I really feel like Dallas can finally get something situated. So I'm rooting for them always, because I feel like they have a lot of players that are just ready to cash in. Again, they didn't have Tyler Seguin for majority of the season last year. Hopefully, you know, everything's going to pan out for him. I know Jamie Benn had his scare and isn't going to be a part of anything, but they have a lot of talent. They have young guys that need to prove themselves. They have Matt Duchene, who they need to get a lot more out of. So just considering the talent pool with Dallas, and then Ottinger stemming off of what he did last year, I really want to root for Dallas one more time. Carolina's been hard, because they get there and then something falls apart. You know, for the most part, it's kind of been too many things getting past their goaltending. We knew that goaltending was going to be something they were maybe going to look further into, but then, of course, they commit to both of their goaltenders. Then you add Ehlers to the mix. Well, he's unignorable. So some of the talent that they have over there, I feel like maybe this is the year for them to finally push through, but it's just been tough. Like, if I had to choose one over the other, I feel like I might trust Dallas just a smidge more than Carolina, because something just falls apart with Carolina every single time. But they have high expectations now, adding Keandre Miller to their back end for one. But then you've got two significant defensemen that are no longer a part of the mix over there. Gostisbehere has been tremendous. Sean Walker was a hot commodity sitting at +9 when he was being evaluated to come out of Philadelphia. So I feel like they have a lot of good pieces, them being Carolina. And I don't think Ehlers would have chose over there if he didn't think that they can make a deep run, if not make it to the Stanley Cup final. But we have to see how they do collectively with chemistry, because sometimes it just heavily becomes reliant on one line getting the job done, regardless of how much talent Carolina tends to have. And that's part of what's hindered them from pushing through in the postseason.
Makes sense. We're talking with Casey Hudson here on Send It In, host on the Hockey Hub on Nesson. Give her a follow on X at The Sports Case. Casey, about 30 seconds on each of these answers. Kind of want to go rapid fire with you, get your thoughts on some teams that you like, don't like this upcoming NHL season. Who do you think is going to be the surprise team this year in the NHL?
Maybe not the biggest surprise, but the Islanders, keep a look on them to kind of make things a bit edgy in the East yet again. I mean, they still made things pretty competitive regardless of how fractured their roster was, but Ilya Sorokin has been tremendous for this team goaltending-wise. You've seen everything out of Matthew Schaefer on social media, kind of living up to the hype there, and then, oh, Jonathan Drouin now playing wing on their top line. Barzal, when he's healthy, going to be centering that second line. They've got a lot of talent that they can spread out through four lines, and I feel like, again, not being a great team last year, still staying in some conversations, they made some of the best offseason moves in my personal opinion, so that's one of them. Canadians, I like Bolduc going over to them, and I feel like they've got a good product just to build off of from last season. Utah Mammoths, I already mentioned them, but then the Minnesota Wild. I mean, Matt Boldy is one of the best wingers out there, and he's only going to get better. Kaprizov now has to live up to the expectation of his payday, and you've got Tarasenko on your second line playing over at right wing, I believe. So I feel like they've got so much talent as well to where they can stir things up in the West.
How about on the other side? Biggest disappointment you think we could see this year in the NHL?
Ooh, might be a bit of a hot take, but for some reason, something doesn't feel as sexy for me when it comes to the Capitals. I just don't know if they're going to be able to repeat what they did last year or go as far. Don't have too much reasoning behind that, crazy enough. They probably have one of the most chemistry or, like, you know, guys that are coming back together after a following year competing in the playoffs. But for some reason, something's not clicking there for me. But on the other flip of the coin, you got the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, you just got Taves and found out he's on IR today. This team tends to get a bit banged up, which kind of hinders them from being able to do too much. And some teams that did strengthen out West, I feel like that can become kind of harder for the Winnipeg Jets team. So I'd say the Jets more so based on, like, resources and, like, valuable expectation. But then maybe Washington, I think, could end up being, like, not as great as last year.
Casey, 20 seconds. Who do you like to win the East? Who do you like to win the West? What's your Stanley Cup matchup this year?
Oh, PJ, this is always my worst nightmare. You know this. I looked at it, too, and I still really couldn't, like, lock in on anything. East. I'd say Panthers or Carolina coming out of the East. Okay. I'm going to stick with that, even though everyone knows I would really love for Tampa Bay to be able to pocket through. And then as for the West, I'm going to go Dallas or Minnesota.
Dallas or Minnesota. Okay. Let's see. I mean, that's the beauty of hockey, right? I mean, so many different teams can win.
So much can change.
It all gets started tonight. Opening night, they drop the puck for the NHL. Casey Hudson, give her a follow on X at The Sports Case. Host on the Hockey Hub on Nesson. Casey, have a great season. We'll catch up with you soon. Always great seeing you.
Thank you, guys. Have a fantastic week.
All right, great stuff there from Casey, guys. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Talk a little college football. We got a good slate this week. A lot of good top 25 matchups, and we have a good one on Friday night in the American. Number 24, South Florida, taking on North Texas. North Texas actually opened as the one-point favorite in this game. We've seen some USF money come in. They're now a small favorite at -1, -115 on the money line. I don't have a play yet in this game. I do feel like North Texas is definitely going to be the contrarian play, right? USF had the big win against Florida. They had the big win against Boise. North Texas is undefeated, but not a lot of people have gotten a chance to watch them play. I think they're probably the right side in the game, but ultimately, I don't know if I'm going to end up with a bet in that one. Number 1 Ohio State takes on number 17 Illinois in Champaign. Buckeyes favored by 14.5. I'd lay the lumber with Ohio State in this game. Look, we already saw Illinois go up against one decent team in Indiana, and we saw how that went, losing by 50. Now they're going up against arguably the best team in the country. I just don't know how much Illinois is going to score on that Ohio State defense. So I'd look to lay it with Ohio State against Illinois. Number 8 Alabama, number 14 Missouri. Bama 3-point favorite in this game with a total 51.5. Very interesting game, right? That spread feels a little tricky, but it makes a lot of sense because this is a very difficult spot for Bama. Off the bye week, they've played two Super Bowls, essentially. You play Georgia at night, massive game to save your season. Then you get the revenge game against Vandy, College Game Day's there. Next week, they host Tennessee. under the lights. And then you get this like sandwich game against Missouri when they're coming off a bye. It's at noon Eastern time, 11 a.m. local. It's a very tricky game. Missouri's got a very good run game with Pabula, the quarterback, and Ahmad Hardy, the running back. I still kind of like Bama in the game, though. I would lean towards them -3, but I think it's going to be a very close game. Might be a game that you just want to end up and live betting. Number 7, Indiana takes on number 3, Oregon. Ducks, a 7.5-point favorite. Total is 55.5. I think Indiana's a pretty easy team to handicap. They're so well coached. They don't beat themselves. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. But we have seen that when they go up against teams that are more talented than them, that's when they tend to struggle. We saw what they look like against Ohio State.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Notre Dame last year. Now they're going up against a very talented Oregon team that's very well coached. Cignetti is terrific off of a bye week. I'm hoping this thing continues to go down. If we can get a 7 with Oregon, I'm going to lay it with the Ducks. We also have Oklahoma and Texas Red River. Texas, a 2.5-point favorite. Total in the game is 42.5. Talked about this one yesterday. Anything under 3, I like the Longhorns in the game. Now, there is some rumors swirling out there that John Mateer might be back in this game for the Sooners. If he is, that would kind of make me like Texas more. I don't think Oklahoma should rush him back, but it's a do-or-die game for Texas, must win. I like the Longhorns. Florida, 7.5-point dog at Texas A&M on Saturday. Total in the game, 46.5. This is going to be the best defense that Texas A&M has faced all season. Florida, I mean, you know, in these games against great teams, LSU, they were hanging in there. If it wasn't for the 5 interceptions from Lagway, Miami, who might be one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the country, they hung with them for about 2.5 quarters and then had the nice win against Texas last week. I think Florida could keep this game close. I'd probably look at them plus the points. Georgia and Auburn should be a good one under the lights on the plains. Talked about the under yesterday. I like under 46.5. I think Georgia wins the game, though, and I think Georgia -160 on the money line. Good bet in that one. I just trust Kirby, and I think they find a way to win a close game. Number 15, Michigan at USC. The Trojans are 2.5-point favorites with a total of 57.5. For me, it's simple. USC's at home. They're off of a bye. I think they're going to find a way to win this game. I'm still not really sold on Michigan all that much. Yes, Michigan should have a big advantage on the trenches with the way that they can run and USC's inability to stop the run. But I think coming off a bye and this game being in LA, again, we talk about all the time with the Big Ten, these teams that have to travel through multiple time zones, big disadvantage. I'll take USC. Number 18, BYU is on the road at Arizona. I would look at Zona, the home dog, at +2.5. I just think BYU is fraudulent. I don't think they're very good, and I like this Arizona team at home. And then Arizona State, number 21 team in the country, at unranked Utah, and the Utes are laying 5.5. I think the line would tell you to take Utah, but I don't know, man. In Big 12 play, when they've been going up against decent teams, they have really struggled. Dillingham's a terrific coach. Levitt's a very good quarterback. Don't think I'm going to bet that game, but if I had to, probably would lean towards Arizona State plus the points. All right, let's talk a little NFL, dive into the Week 6 slate. My guy Shawnee Sharp's telling me we got some breaking news per Ian Rappaport that the Bengals are trading for Joe Flacco. as well to help them out. Jake Browning has obviously been very disappointing so far for Cincinnati. Our guy Nick Kenyon is going to join us here in a little bit. Interested to get his thoughts as Flacco is trying to complete the AFC North quadruple, I guess. He's now played for the Ravens, the Browns, and the Bengals. Go ahead.
Peach, it's just so Ian Rapoport just tweeted out saying that it's a fifth with Joe Flacco for a sixth round pick, it looks like.
Fifth and Joe Flacco for a sixth round pick. Okay, so there you go. I would assume it's still going to be Brown.
Sorry, Joe Flacco and a sixth rounder for a fifth.
Perfect.
Flip the picks there.
Did it say, Sean, whether or not they expect him to start? I wouldn't imagine so, right? They're just getting pretty
nothing yet, but if they do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk about that game tomorrow, the Bengals and the Packers. Some of the games I want to look at today, the Thursday night game, Eagles and Giants. Philly is a 7.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 41. I don't really have any strong thoughts on this game. I kind of lean towards the over. With Dart in there, the Giants have been moving the ball, and I think being on a short week, there's still not a ton of film on him. I think they'll be able to move, and I think Philadelphia should be able to score on the Giants too. So would probably look at the over if I had to make a play on the game. Sunday morning out in London, I really want to bet the Jets. This is such a great spot to back the Jets, plus 7.5. Denver coming off the biggest win in the Sean Payton era at Philadelphia, beating the defending Super Bowl champs. Now you get on a plane, that long flight, feeling good about yourselves to go to London, take on the Jets, who are 0-5. They're desperate for their first win. Their defense is just so bad, and I just don't know if I can do it. Usually in London, the favorites cover. Usually these international games, the better teams just win and cover the spread. So I want to be on the Jets. I just can't get there with them against the Broncos. I really want to fade the Colts again this week. Didn't work out too well for me last week against Indy. But I'm looking hard at Arizona this week. If we can get a 7 with Arizona, I think I'm going to have to bet it against Indianapolis, right? Because then they're saying that Arizona and Las Vegas are similar teams if they price the game at 7, and that's just not true. Even though Arizona is not very good, Vegas is horrendous. It looks like I was way wrong about them, was way wrong about Geno. But Arizona, I am worried about what that loss to the Titans is going to do to their locker room. Gannon, even though he apologized for what he did to DeMercado, it's not great watching your coach like punch a player, kind of. They're in big-time disarray. That was a horrendous loss. The vibes around Indy right now are immaculate. That team is absolutely rolling. So you do feel like you're betting against the buzzsaw a little bit. But look, I mean, it's all about the number. And if we get a plus 7 with Arizona, that is the way I would probably lean in that game against the Colts. The Chargers are a 4.5-point favorite at Miami. I want to be on the Chargers in this game, but these injuries are really killing this Chargers team, right? I mean, no Alton Slater on the O-line. Now Hampton is banged up. They have guys on defense that are banged up. They have to make another cross-country trip. They flew to the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. Back to L.A. for the Commanders. Now back to Miami to take on the Dolphins. It's just, it's not a team I really want to lay points with right now, even though I did want to bet L.A. this week. I just can't get to the window. That game will probably be a pass for me. I love the Saints this week, plus 3.5 against the Patriots. The Saints are exactly in the same spot that they were against the Giants last week, right? The Giants had the big upset against the Chargers. And then we talked about how much we love the Saints because the Giants, off that big upset, be feeling great about themselves, going on the road. They end up turning the ball over 5 times and lose that game. I mean, it's the same thing with the Patriots, right? Everybody loves Drake May right now, talking about him being a superstar, talking about the Pats going to the playoffs, maybe winning the AFC East. That was a Vrabel game. That game, I mean, he did that all the time in Tennessee when he was a big dog and he would get his teams to play up to the Chiefs. He'd get them to play up to the Ravens. That's what Vrabel does. They forced 3 turnovers in that game and they did what they had to do to win it. But again, Drake May's only won 4 games as a starting quarterback. And now here he is on the road as a favorite of 3.5. And again, the Saints have been a competitive team this season. I understand they're 1-4, but they have been competitive in 4 of the 5 games that they have played. They've been competitive in all their home games, and it's a great spot right now because everybody's loving the Patriots. That was the biggest win that they have had in a while. I'll take the Saints plus the 3.5. I also like the Steelers minus 5 against Cleveland as well. I mean, look, you got Pittsburgh coming off a bye. You got the Browns coming back from London after a tough loss with the rookie quarterback making his first true road start. The Browns have lost 21 straight regular season games in Pittsburgh. That's not a misspeak. 21 straight regular season games in Pittsburgh. And doesn't this just feel like a Tomlin voodoo, magic, rookie quarterback, three turnovers, Browns dominate the stats, Pittsburgh wins by 10. It's just going to be one of those games. If you want to take the Steelers in a money line parlay, I think that's a great way of going about it. I think you can lay the five as well. I like Pittsburgh. And then Cowboys and Panthers, I'd probably lean towards Dallas. I like backing Carolina as a home team. But Dak is great against bad competition. He wins those games. He usually covers spreads. He beats up on the bad teams. He's playing another bad team this week in Carolina. So it'd probably be Dallas minus 3.5 or nothing for me against the Panthers. All right, let's check in with our guy, Nick Henion. Give him a follow on X at Nick Henion, senior writer for BetMGM. All right, Nick, a lot I want to get into with you here for a little bit, but just your initial reaction to Joe Flacco going to the Bengals now. And did you have any thoughts on that Packer-Bengal game where the Packers are favored by 14.5?
Always good to see you, PJ. It's a very stupid decision, in my opinion. Like, whenever you can put an immobile quarterback behind a bad offensive line, like, you have to do it, right? Like, Flacco, no chance. Like, I really like this game this week. I like the Bengals' first half team total under. I got it at 6.5 late last night. Joe Flacco just played this Packers defense, so if he does play again, like, they didn't score in the first half against Green Bay, so yeah, like they have better wide receivers in Cincinnati, but I don't know how they keep him upright. Obviously, I think Jameis Winston would have been a better fit. Maybe the price was a little too rich for, you know, Cincinnati getting him from the Giants, but yeah, like, it's Green Bay or nothing. The only question is whether they let their foot off the gas late in the fourth quarter, like you saw the Lions do with such a big lead. So, but I do like the Bengals first half underlook against the Packers, who are off a bye week.
Very good point. Yeah, I think that's a good look in that game. Nick, who do you think is the best team in football right now? Rams lost, Eagles lost, Bills lost, Chiefs lost. Who do you think is the top team right now in the league?
I'll give you two answers, because I think one, you have to adjust for the opponents you played, and one, you don't really have to do that. The best team in the NFL right now is the Lions at 4-1. They lead the league in total DVOA, but they really haven't played anybody yet. The only real opponent they played was Green Bay in week one, and they lost that game pretty handily. I don't, like, the Ravens are a good team, but they're hurt right now, and their two best run stoppers were out against the Detroit team that dominates the run, so I don't really think that win counts for much. And yeah, they've beaten the Browns and the Bengals in the last 2 weeks. Those teams aren't very good. So I think the Lions, without opponent adjustments, are the best team. But with opponent adjustments, I still think it's the Green Bay Packers. What we often talk about in EPL betting, sometimes you just get quote-unquote sockered when you lose a bet. I think that's what's happened to Green Bay in the last 2 weeks. Like, they've just, it's just been variance that has screwed this team after a 2-0 start. And I think as we get later in the season, you're going to see those wins over the Lions and Commanders age pretty well. So I think although they've slipped up a little bit of late, I still think the Packers are the best team in the league.
Yeah, plus 850 right now. You like the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Nick, you messaged me yesterday saying, PJ, I want to talk NFL MVP. So, Nick, I'll give you the floor. Excited to see what you have to say. What are your thoughts?
I'm reaching the point in the season where I'm starting to evaluate whether I might have been wrong in terms of my preseason perceptions of some teams. What if we were wrong about the Lions? What if we took this team and said they lost all their brain power, they have an injury-prone defense, and their schedule is absolutely brutal? Jared Goff is 16-1 to win MVP, and this offense does not look like it has lost any beat since Ben Johnson left. The running backs are just as good. They've stayed just as healthy, even though there was some potential injury regression coming along the offense. You've seen it with Taylor Decker a little bit, but the offensive line is still just so good. What if he goes into Kansas City this week and delivers a masterclass like he did in Baltimore a few weeks ago against a Chiefs defense that I don't think is very good? That price is going to plummet this week. And I think Jared Goff, the only question is whether the Lions are a top two seed in the conference this year. That's halfway, getting yourself halfway to the handicap for MVP. If I was wrong about Detroit, that price is absolutely crazy. And I really like a live bet on Jared Goff MVP right now.
I think it makes a lot of sense, especially if you like him to beat the Chiefs this week. I mean, to your point, Nick, that price is going to definitely dwindle down quite a bit. So Goff to win MVP. Looking at week six, you mentioned the Bengals bet that you like. Was there anything else that you've already bet, Nick, here in the upcoming week?
Yeah, I'm surprised, PJ. We're going to be oppo on a couple of bets here. Slightly opposition on Thursday Night Football because I like the Giants team total under. It's at 16.5 right now. The Eagles have played the hardest set of opposing offenses by a mile to start their season. Through the first five games, their opponents are averaging a 14% offensive DVOA rating. That is the hardest in the NFL. Tied for second and third are the Titans and Jets. Their opponents are averaging plus 8.6. So it is just a get right spot for this Eagles defense. The Giants have looked good against Dallas, who we know is not a good defense. And they cleared this number against the Chargers, but it basically came because Justin Herbert just turned into a turnover machine and kept giving the Giants short field. So I don't see it this week. I think the Giants finish under the team total. And then I'm going to be the sucker. Give me New England -3.5. Like, this is insulting to the Patriots because, and I talk about this in the game preview on the BetMGM blog, which I encourage people to go check out. It is an enormous mismatch between the Patriots' passing game and the Saints' secondary. And do I actually think the Saints can win two games in a row? No chance. Absolutely not. They have no answer for the Patriots as wide receivers, and the Saints scored two touchdowns against the Giants over 80 yards, a Rashid Shaheed bomb that was 87 yards and an 86-yard fumble recovery. If this game is going to be a shootout, give me the Patriots all day. And then I don't know how there aren't points on Sunday Night Football in Chiefs and Lions. The Chiefs can't stop the run. The closest opponent they've played in terms of rushing quality to Detroit was last night against Jacksonville. They allowed 31 points. I know 7 was on an interception return, but it's kind of offset by Lawrence fumbling at the 1-yard line. And then the Lions defense is good by DVOA rating, but they haven't played any good offenses. The Chiefs offense by a mile is the best offense they'll have played all season. So I think you see just points galore on Sunday Night Football. I know the total is around 51.5 or 52. I think this could get into 60s or 70s range. So I think there are a lot of points scored on Sunday at Arrowhead.
Great stuff from Nick Kenyon. Nick, appreciate it, man. Senior writer for BetMGM at Nick Kenyon. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, PJ.
All right, great stuff. Real quick, guys, a promo from our friends at BetMGM, an MLB postseason odds boost token. Swig big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, guys, we got to go rapid fire, like 10, 15 seconds on this pick. So here we go. Julio Rodriguez, our guy in going streaking. Logan Gilbert, over 15.5 outs is our prop lock. Blackhawks, dog of the day on the puck line, plus 1.5. Blue Jays, Yankees, over 7.5 is going to be our best bet. Thanks to Casey and Nick. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.